And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Several years ago, the theme for our children's Christmas service was Jesus Lights the Way. And as some of you know, following our special service that year, we also had a birthday party for Jesus back in the fellowship hall. I remember Carol Doherty and I were to pick up the ice cream cakes at Kroger's for the party. And I couldn't pick mine up at the same time as Carol, so I called Kroger's and said, "I will be picking up the other cake." I said, "This is Pastor Nutter, and I will be picking up one of the ice cream cakes for Faith Lutheran Church. You are the light of the world." And so when I finally went to Kroger's to get it, I went back to the bakery to pick up the cake, and I told them who I was, why I was there, and she said, "Oh, yeah, it's back here. Let me get it for you." So she brought it out. I placed it in the buggy, and she said, "Just pay for it up front." Well, as I went away, I looked down at the cake, and it said, "Pastor Nutter, you are the light of the world." And I thought, oh, no, it's not me. It's supposed to say Jesus, the light of the world. And so I went right back to her and I said, "I need to talk to you a minute." She said, "Yes, is there a problem?" And I said, "Oh, yes, there's a problem." And I showed her the cake and what was written on it. And she knew right away what had happened. I told her that it's to say Jesus is the light of the world, not me. She said, "Do you have any other place you can go in the store?" And I said, "Yeah, I can walk around with the buggy and see if I can get some things." She said, "Yeah, if you can just come back in a few minutes." And so I did. And she had changed it to say, "Jesus, the light of the world." Now, over the course of time, in sharing this story with our family, it's been kind of comical with our children, as they've said, "Well, after all, you are the light of the world, Dad." And a few years ago, when I was celebrating a birthday, which I just recently did again, I was at home for lunch. And after lunch, Linda said to me, "I want you to promise me something." And I said, "Okay, what's that?" She said, "Will you promise me that you'll be willing to take a little ride with me somewhere? Not far from here," she said. "And it'll only take a few minutes. And don't ask any questions, but will you be willing to go with me right now?" And I said, "Okay." So we got in the car and we went over the viaduct. And I said, "I bet we're going up there to the Dairy Queen. Am I right?" And about that time, we turned into the Dairy Queen. She said, "Seth called here this morning and wanted me to pick up an ice cream cake for you at the Dairy Queen." So we went in and Linda said to the cashier, "I'm here to pick up an order, an ice cream cake that was called in to you from our son Seth in Knoxville." And out they came with this cake that said, "You are the light of the world." And so the ribbing continues. And yet, it's not too far-fetched. In fact, it is true. I am the light of the world, and so are you. So is each one of us. How can I say that? Because Jesus said that. Today's text, Matthew 5, verse 14, the words of Jesus, "You are the light of the world." And Jesus is speaking those words not only to me, but to every person gathered here this morning who believes in him. He says, "You are the light of the world." In this section of Scripture, Matthew 5, which is a portion of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says concerning his disciples, those who would follow him, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are a city on a hill." In the Gospel of John, Jesus, in referring to himself, says, John 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus is the light of the world. And as his disciples, he has called us, each one of us, to be lights in the world. You and I live in a world of darkness. And in the midst of this world of darkness in which we live, you and I are called to be lights in the world. Listen to this. John 3, verses 19 and following. Now, we know John 3, verse 16 very well. But in the third chapter, it continues by saying this. John 3, verses 19 and following. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds are evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the light comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what has been done through God. And then this is what Simon Peter says about you as a Christian. 1 Peter 2, verse 9, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. John writes in his first letter, 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 and following, this is the message we heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him yet walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son purifies us from all sin. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son purifies us from all sin. The Apostle Paul writes, Ephesians 5, verse 8, once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Romans 13, verse 12, so let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us be that light that he has called us to be. May God grant it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.